Simen Zayin. The qualifications that are necessary for a dying. So we have a Mishnah in Nida. The Mishnah doesn't say like this. It says, whoever is kashal ladun is certainly kashal lahayd, and there are people who are kashal lahayd who are not kashal ladun. Taisus says it over in other words, that whoever is pasal lahayd is pasal ladun. Then there are people who are kashal lahayd, but they're still pasal ladun, and Amoritz. Amoritz is kashal lahayd, but he's not kashal ladun because he doesn't know halachas. So that's in Siftes. Whoever is pasal la'edus is pasal la'dayan. Who's pasal la'edus? Kroivim or Risha, and Kroivim or Psul. Karva pasal. Kroivim or Risha. Okay. Then there's a machlokes satanoim in the third Perek in Sanhedrin, whether oy v'sonei are pasal la'edus. One Tana holds oy v'sonei are pasal la'edus. Why there's a chashash meshaker? You're afraid he's going to tell a lie, he's going to make up a story. So we paskan against that Tana. We paskan la nechshed Yisrael akach. The Jews are not chashudim to give Eidu Sheka because he's an Oivar Sinai. But Oivar Sinai is pasal ladun because a dayan has to make, he does the, an A just says over the facts. So the facts are the facts. There's nothing to interpret. But the dayan has to interpret the halacha in order to apply it. So we're afraid that because he's an Oivar Sinai, he may be biased, and he may paskin in favor of his friend or against his enemy. So that's what it says in Siv Zayin. Also, Lodom Lodom Lemishahu Ohavo, even though it's not his best friend, Mamsh. You say, we paskin, oy v'seinus kosher la'edus. There's a thesis earlier, that's in the third parak of Mishnah. There's a thesis in the first parak of Sanhedrin, where thesis interprets the Gemara in Makkah. The Gemara says, Elamiyato Harug Yatzel. There's a din of a Korav apostle. Let's say three witnesses testify. Turns out one of them is a Korav or a Rasha. So not only do we not accept his testimony, that's a din of Nimtzechim and Eidim Korav apostle. Because the Mishnah Makkah is bothered with the question. It says, Nuchumishal Pishnei Eidim, or Pishloish Eidim Yakum Dobhim, Miskayem Seidis Pishnaim, Lavin Parlach Akosa Pishloisha. If two is good, so three is certainly good. So why does it say two or three? The lahakish loshavishna, just like if two witnesses testify, one of them turns out to be a korav or a rasha, so you don't have two witnesses, you only have one. So even if you had three in the first place, and one of them is a korav apostle, so you have two left, it should be good. It's no good. That's a din of korav apostle. So that's a big discussion in Mishlam Melech and over here in the Neisik Kelim. Is there a din of korav apostle by a bezin? Let's say you have a bezin of five. Turns out that one of the five is apostle Lodun. One of the five is a Russia, one of the five is a Korav or something. Let's say they wanted to have a Bezdim, three Orthodox rabbis, three conservative rabbis, three Reformed rabbis, for every Geirus. So he said, we don't accept the Geirus of the Reformed or conservative because the Dayanim are Pasal Eidus, and you need Kosher at Dayanim, so you're going to have three Orthodox rabbis also. So would that be acceptable or not? Is there a din, a Korav apostle? If there isn't going to be Kabbalah on mitzvahs, of course the Geirus isn't going to be valid. So we're talking, we're going to have a dozen of nine, three Orthodox, three conservative, three Reformed rabbis, and there will be a Kabbalah on mitzvahs. And we want the Reformed should go along with this. The conservative Reformed should go along. They won't go along. They don't require Kabbalah on mitzvahs. Yeah. So that's a discussion. Is there a din of Nimtzechem and Karva Apostle by Dayanim? Because the original din only says in the Mishnah the Gabiatis, but many of the din in Hilchas Eidus carry over to Hilchas Dayan. So that's a din. That's a din in the Mishnah Melach. So the Gemara asks Akasha there in the first parak of Makkos. Really, is the din of Nitzach Menem Karba Apostle Eidus Kula Betela Elamiyata Horeg Yatzel. Whenever I murder Reuven, murder Shimon, so Shimon is Pasal Eidus against Reuven. So even if two witnesses will come and testify that Reuven killed Shimon, but Shimon was watching when he killed him. So the Gemara says, maybe he killed him. Me'achurab, shahorga me'achurab. So he didn't see who killed him. But if he's watching and he sees that he killed him, so then you should taka say, me'achamayim karba apostle. So the Gemara's kasha was working on the assumption that Eid Haroya is already karba apostle. Even though he's not an Eid Amei, the Horeg doesn't come to death. He can testify, he's dead. He's dead, so he can't come and testify. So the Gemara's havamina was like that. That's the question of the Maskana. Does it remain like that? That Eid Haroya is called an Eid, and you say Nim Tzech and an Eid in Karva Apostle? That's the Rab Chaim Oizer printed three volumes of Achiezer, three volumes of Tshuvas during his lifetime. So the first volume was Ebenezer, second volume was Yerideya, very relevant, Ebenezer and Yerideya. And the third volume was about the Kotshim and about the very variety of different topics. Third volume was printed in the middle of the war. And he writes in the Hagdamah, someone will wonder, what am I printing? Divrei Torah, the money could be used to save someone's life. Someone can run away for the Nazis. So he writes that he thinks that Divrei Torah is what kept the Jewish people going all the years, and he thinks that it's in place. Okay. So the so in his first volume has a tshuva from a shaila from America, that a girl was a grusha, and she lived on the Lower East Side, and she was looking for a shidduch. And every time she would go out with a boy, she would say, I hope you're not a kohen, because I'm a grush and I can't marry a kohen. So some of the boys were kohen, and they said no. Other boys were not kohenim, and they were not for her. It didn't work out. So finally she kept on dating one boy. She marries the boy, and after she said, I hope you're not a kohen. Yeah, he's not a kohen. Then a few days after they get married, he tells her, by the way, it happened that I am a kohen. So she says she's gone right now to the Masada Kedushin to get a get. So they take a taxi, and they go to the Masada Kedushin, and the taxi stopped for a red light, and the husband jumped out of the taxi and disappeared. No one to be found. So the girl is an aguna. So the shaila was, is can you consider that a Kedushin tois? Because every single boy that she went out with, she would always say on the first date, right away, I hope you're not a kohen, because I'm a grusha, I can't marry a kohen. Rabbi Moses says, it ought to be Kiddushei Toys, because every single first date that she had, she'd always said, are you a kohen? But he says, sometimes the girls are desperate, and the girl's obviously not so religious, because the boy that she married wasn't so religious. This one didn't, she was makbet about. The one she married was from the Hevra. The Masada Kiddushin asked, he wanted to pick two witnesses, so he picked two of his friends as the witnesses. They used to be the Hevra. He used to eat chazer in parties on Yom Kippur. They would have a dance on Yom Kippur and eat chayfa food on Yom Kippur. So the boy that she married was one of, that was one of his, that was one of that chevra. So he wasn't so religious, but this the girl didn't want to marry. She was a grusha, she didn't marry a kohen. So Rabbi Moses says it really ought to be a kiddusha tois, but he's not so sure because of the fact that sometimes the girls are desperate, they can't get a shidduch, so they'll compromise, so they will marry, because not so religious to begin with. But he says over here, there's a din of bim tzeach mehem karav apostle. Over here, who was there? The Masada Kedushin was watching when he gave her the ring, said, Harry Mekudesh Asli, and they had a minion. So another person in the minion was a kosher leiter, was a religious Jew. But the two boys who were singled out, the two friends of the chassan, were loichali treifus on Yom Kippur. They were not religious at all. So he says, even though Taisus says that eight is a machlekes Taisus in the Rashbam, that's quoted here in Shulchan Aruch. Do you say nimtzeich? If that's quoted, nimtzeich mekarav apostle is in Lamed Ches. I think Simon Lamed Ches. That Lamed Ches, I think, is Adam Zemimim, so it's probably Lamed Zayin, the din of Korav Apostle. So the real din, the din of here Lamed Vav, Nimzech Mem Korav Apostle. So there's a machlekes, but the Korav Apostle applies to Eid Haroa or only to Eid Hamayit. See, in Tesis, machlekes Tesis in the Rashbam. So the Rashbam's opinion is that Rashbam learned by Rashi. Rashbam was Rashi's grandson. Abintam was much younger than the Rabbeinu, than the Rashbam. So he didn't learn like Rashi. He was a little child when Rashi passed away. So the Rashbam never argues with Rashi. He always quotes Rashi with big respect. And the Rabbeinu Tam was a child, so he didn't learn by Rashi. So he finds it very easy to disagree with Rashi. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds that Yonei Tzeikar Apostle by Eid HaRoya. And he says also, in this siman we have a din, Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Where is that? Ein Eid Nasa Dayan. Is Sif. And then that's like Sif Hey. I don't know how. This must be something wrong here. Sif Hey, the first line of Sif Hey is a Taisus in Sanhedrin. Isham shasa yayin mutarim ladin dinim aminus. If a guy drank wine, so the Gemara in Sanhedrin implies that one who drank wine is not allowed to be non-dinim nefashis. What about dinim aminus he made? The Gemara says shasa revius al yori. You shouldn't pass on any shaylas at all. The Gemara says in Beitza the Rav wouldn't give a public shir on Yom Tov after he made Kiddush, because Rav, whenever he gave a shir, he would always say, he would give a whole pilpul, but he'd always say halach al maisa. So because Rav always gave halach al maisa comments, one who drank revius yayin is not allowed to pass on shaylas. Shmuel used to give pilpulim, he didn't give halach al maisa so much. So he was allowed to give a shir even after he drank wine. I remember once there was a bris here in the yeshiva in the cafeteria. One of the rabbis had a bris. He moved to the Muncie. He doesn't teach him anymore. He teaches in different yeshiva. So he was going around giving schnapps to the rabbein after the yeshiva was on Kiddushin that year. So he's giving schnapps. So he gave me the schnapps. I said, I can't have to give a shir soon. I can't drink. Then he gave the schnapps to another rabbi. So the other rabbi drank. So someone asked, how come Herschel doesn't drink and you have to give a shir also? He says, the yeshiva is on Kiddushin that year. So he says, am I shir? They don't even know that there is a Shulchan Aruch HaMasechet Kiddushin. Rabbi Shech the shir, they use the Shulchan Aruch every day in the shir. His shir, they don't even know there is a Shulchan Aruch. No, he thought that's the highest level of learning, that the students shouldn't even know that there is a Shulchan Aruch HaMasechet Kiddushin. So the Gemara says the din is that Shasar Revis, you're not allowed to pass on anything. The Gemara says in Beitza, Rav Lo Kim Amar Eilei, he wouldn't give a public shir on Yom Tov after he made Kiddush, because in his shirim he always said Halacha Maisa. So that Tosfos works on that kasha. How can it be the Mashmos and the Gemara in Sanhedrin is and the Lamed that one who drank wine is not allowed to pass on Dinim Nefashim, Dinim Aminus is Mutter? So Tosfos says, yeah, Dinim Aminus is Mutter. What do you do with the Gemara? Shasar Revius, he can't pass on anything. So Tosfos somehow says that Dinim Aminus is Mutter. The Pesach Teshuva quotes that many disagree with this. He quotes a Medrash Rabbah on Parshas Nosai that says not like this. Yeah, that's a problematic. The first line is Sifei, it's problematic. Okay. Then the second line should really be a separate Sif. It has nothing to do with the first line. I don't know why it's all together. Ein Eid Nasadayin. The Gemara has a klal. Ein Eid Nasadayin. And Tosfos in the Bava Kamma, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, has three different opinions. What is the mocker of that din? Tzadik Amud Beis, a long Tosfos, and they give the three different opinions, what's the mocker? So there's a machlekes, the Rashbam and Tosfos regarding that din. So the Rashbam goes again with Rashi, just like he holds that Nimsa Ech Mehem Karva Pasal even applies to an Eid HaRoya, so to over here, an Eid HaRoya has a Shem Eid, the Ein Eid Nasadayin applies. Let's say if the Gemara has a din, I think we spoke about it yesterday. Shloshi shnichnasu levaker esachela. Rotzos in din. The man is on his deathbed and he makes it tzava. I gave the marshal yesterday, he has three sons, and each son should really get 33% because the oldest child is a daughter. My oldest is a daughter. I have six daughters and three sons. So instead of giving 33% to each son, I want to give 40%, 40%, and 20%. One of them is in business, he does very well. The other two are in learning, so they don't have so much money. May not be such a smart thing to do that. Maybe that son will never forgive me for the fact that I only gave him 20% instead of 33%. Maybe he should understand on his own that he should give the other brothers more money. Okay. But the Torah gives the father the right to do that. To change the proportions of those in line of getting something, he has the right to change it. So let's say on his deathbed, he says he wants it to be 40%, 40%, 20%, then he dies. So the Shloshe Shenichnus Olevakar Sachelet, the three people who came to visit the Chayla, Rotsu Osim Din, if they want, they can function as a Bezin. And what do you mean? And write a Psak, that the three sons are supposed to divide 40%, 40%, 20%. Or if they want, they can go testify Rotsu. They can write a shtar. They can come to a bezin and say that this is what the father said, and you write a psak of a bezin. So the Rashbam has the commentary on Bava Basra. That's in Perek Yesh Nechon. This did. So the Rashbam, there's no Rashi there in the end of Bava Basra. The Rashbam says it's only Shalosh Shnichon Selevaker Esachayla. They came to visit the Chayla. They didn't think he's going to make a tzava. What if the man called them up on the phone and he said, I'm on my deathbed, I want to change my percentages of the Yerusha, please come to the hospital, and I want to tell you, I'll go to say this. I want to tell you what my plans are, or what my tzavo is. So he invited them to please come to function as Aiden. So then the Rashbam says, if it wasn't Nichnasu Lebakar Sachel, it was Nichnasu Lehoid, then the din is Aiden Aiden Asadai. So the halacha that we learned after that pasuk, that if three people came to visit the chela, they have the right to function as a bezdin, ratzos and din, and that din only applies, it says, b'yom hanchilos bana, b'yom balo balaylo, that's the mocha for the din, that the chilos yeshivas bezdin has to be b'yom. The other pasuk in today's Sedra in Yisro says, shoftos ham b'choleis, b'yom u balaylo, that's the gemar din can be balaylo. But the chilos yeshivas bezdin has to be b'yom, learned after that pasuk. So that din b'yom v'lo b'layla, and that's because tchilas yeshivas adayam. So there is a din of loy tehishmi g'doy lemiriya, the Gemara has. If you have a bezdin, so they have to know what the facts of the case are before they paskin. So how do you ascertain what the facts are? So two edim come and they testify. So if they listen to the two edim and they... the Edom are believed, and they can issue a psak. So certainly more so to Kavachayim. Well, what if the Bezdin themselves were watching? They see the way Reuben crashes his car into Shimon's car. A red light, he smashed into, he know that he's chayv to pay. And they know they're auto mechanics, and they know how much the Hefsid Mammon is. They know how much the car would have sold for before, how much car. They can make a psak on the spot. They can make the psak. They don't have to have Edom tell them that they saw Hezek, that Reuben crashed into Shimon, and it was a red light, and he had no right to go. They saw it themselves. Gemara says, "Loite Shmiya Gedola Maria." Cannot be that the Haggadah say this, that the Bezdin listens to. That's superior to if Bezdin themselves want. Watch, if the Bezdin themselves saw the case, they don't have to have any Haggadah say this. They can pass down on the case. Indeed, in the Fashas, there's a dinner not allowed to, because you need to be shoved away the Vitzilu. You have to have bend over backwards to try to have Hatzolah, to try to acquit the Nidon, because you're dealing with din in the fashas. So there's a pasuk aram delef nehedal amishpat. Even if the 23 members of the bezim were watching when Reuben murdered Shimon, and there was a hasra, they shouldn't be done the case, because since they saw the murder with their own eyes, so it's going to be very hard for them to bend over backwards to try to acquit the fellow. But in din in mamnes, there is no such requirement of a hitzil reid, because it's not fair. Whenever you'll be in favor, your bend over backwards for him is going to be a chayva for the other one. The imam is there two parties, this is taveir and nitfa. So you can't bend over backwards to try to acquit the person, because then you're cheating the taveir. Taveir wants his money. And din and fashas, you're not cheating anybody. There's only one party involved, there's only one nidon. So by din and fashas, there's a din of hitzilu. So that's a din in the Shulchan Aruch. Even though the bez themselves saw the automobile crash, they can be done the case. We say, loy teshmi agdai lemiri, if ra'u bayom. Ru bayom, so then you say they saw the hezek as a bezin. If Ru balali can say they saw the hezek as a bezin, there's no yeshiva's bezin balaila. So they saw the hezek balaila. If the crash took place balaila, they saw it as edim. So then the next, and they can't make a yeshiva's bezin balaila. The next day when they want to have a din Torah, so they saw it b'toras edim. They didn't see b'toras dayan, because there's no yeshiva's bezin balaila. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes that din. Only applies if Ru Bayom. If Ru Balayla doesn't apply. And what happened to the din of Ein Eid Nasadayin? The Ein Eid Nasadayin only applies if the fellow, the Tosis and Baba Kama, the Tzadik and the Beis, had three different Makairas, three different sources. What is it based on? So Tosis says, according to all the three different Makairas, it should only apply if he's an Eid HaMeid. If he's only an Eid HaRaya, the whole thing doesn't apply. So comes the Rashbam and he disagrees. Just like the Rashbam disagrees, it's based on Rashi. Rashbam heard it from Rashi. He liked it, Rashi. Just like he disagrees in Sim Alamed Vav, that you say, Nimtzech Med, Mekarva Pasul, by Eid HaRoeh, so too, if he was Niskaven Lohoid, he has Shem Eid, and you say, Nimtzech Med, Mekarva Pasul, so too, by Ein Eid Nasadayin, if the person, if Shlosha Shenichnasu Levakar Esachelet, that's the Rashbam is Medayin. The three people came to be Mevakar Chela, but if the Chela called them up and he said, please come, I want you to serve as Eidim, they came, the Torah said them, so if they were Niskav Nelohai, they have a Shem Eid, Eid Haroi alone, and then already the din is Ein Eid Nasadai. That's what the Rashbam sheet is. So that's two opinions in Shulchan Aruch over here in Sif Hey. Im Ruva Donim Bal Pamas Avnam Ruva Balayla Ein Donim Al Beidus Achem Donim Dim Huzman Olahoid. And if they were Niskavna Lahoid, if they had a mind to be made Al Beidus Achem, that's the end of Sif Hey. The last two lines in the Mechaber and Sif Hey. If they had a mind, this kapn lahoy, then they have a shame made, and then you say, "Ain ed nas nevi yeshaimrim." And Tosfos disagrees with the Rashbam shap uhuzman lahoy. Even if they had a mind to be made, don't obey the zacherim, because an ed hamet, ed haroya is not called an ed. So there's no din of ain ed nas adai.
So in that case, the frum friends were eden. They were set aside as eden. They weren't just in the audience.
No, they were in the audience. They weren't. No, that case. The Mezad Kedushin said, who do you want to pick as your Eidim? Say, pick two people who are not religious at all. So Rabbi Chaim Oizer quotes on that Gemara in Yesh Nochlin, we have this Machloikas, the Rashbam, and the Bali Atosfos. It's in a few Masechtos, this Machloikas. So the Rashba and the Ramban both say that even according to Tosfos, the Eid Haroyesh in his cabin, the Hoid, is not called a Shem Eid, and there's no Din of Ein Eid Nasadayin, and there's no Din of Karva Apostle, okay? But if the Baldin was Mazman them, he requested of them, from the Shulchan Aruch it would appear it's not so. Shulchan Aruch presents it if they were Huzman or the Hoid. If they were asked to come to watch the case, they were asked to come to serve as Eidim. So the Rav Chaim Oizer quotes Rishonim and say that's only if they had a mind on their own to serve as Eidim. It's machlokes his Tosfos and the Rashbam. But if they were asked by the Baldin, he asked them to come to serve as Eidim, then everyone agrees that they have a Shem Eid. And then you would say Karva Apostle by the wedding. So Rav Chaim Oizer is Mekel. He said the Kedusha Anatcha because you have to have Eidus L'kiyim Adover. And the two Eidim who were picked out by the Chassan were Psulim. They were Rishon, they ate treifas on Yom Kippur.
Or if two people in the crowd decided that they wanted to be Mekabel Eidus also. And so if two people in the crowd decided they wanted to be Mekabel Eidus. So
what do you mean to be Mekabel Eidus? To serve as Eidus?
I mean, not to serve, but that they would witness it as though they were Eidus. So that they could testify perhaps in the future.
If they have a mind, we want to serve as Eidus separate from the others.
Yeah.
So that's what Rabbi Soloveitchik would ask. Rabbi Soloveitchik, when he first came to America, spoke English like a European. And then later on, when he started speaking English, he changed a little bit. He Americanized his English, but certain things remained with the old Nusach, which was stilted English. So he used to tell the witnesses under the chuppah, he used to tell the chassan to designate the two witnesses to the exclusions of all others. So what do you mean? What do the words mean to the exclusion of all others? So people think that it means I only want these two to be Eidim. I don't want anybody else to be Eidim. That's not what he meant. He meant to the exclusion. They should have a mind to exclude themselves from the others. In case there are relatives in the audience, there are always relatives in the audience. In case there are kind of them, there are always people are cheating business. So people are cheating business are kind of them. They're postulators and relatives are postulators. So the two Eidim whom you pick, we tell them, have in mind you want to separate yourselves. You want to exclude yourself from the others. Doesn't mean I'm excluding the others. The others shouldn't be Eidim.
Do you have to say that? Do you have to say?
No, you don't have to say that. The fact that you pick out these two means that they're separating themselves from the others.
Just Rav Soloveitchik used to say that. Like,
yeah, he always used to say like that. So someone told Rav Moshe Feinstein, they printed this. Someone told Rav Moshe Feinstein this nusach. So Rav Moshe Feinstein said there is no such thing. Well, you can't passel the other Eidim. You can. You can passel. It's in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say a boy gives a ring to a girl and there's no one watching. He didn't realize that two people watching from behind the bush. The boy's on a date, there's nobody there. He thought there were no Eidim. So he gives the girl the ring and says, Harry, I'm mukadeshously. He thought there were no Eidim. And turned out there were Eidim. So then it's not a good kiddushin. Because you have to have Eidus l'kim adov. If you don't have witnesses, you have not kosher Eidim watching, it's not good kiddushin. So if the chassan thought there were no Eidim, so he can say whatever he wants, the kiddushin anatcha. So let's say the chassan says, Harei Mekudesh is li, but I only want these two witnesses. I don't want anybody else. And if it turns out that these two witnesses are no good, even though there are another two witnesses, he says, I only want these two, I don't want the others. But why should he say that? Why should he say to exclusion of all others? To exclusion of all others means these two witnesses, they want to exclude themselves from the others. They don't want to be mitzdarik with the psulei eidus. That's what it means. So again, so Rav Chaim Moshe was mekel on the aguna based on nimtze echem hem karav afofel. Tosha says you don't say. Tosha says hech matzina yedena v'aglenu. That's the loshon Gemara has like that. Hech matzina yedena v'aglenu. How do we observe the mitzvahs? We're doing everything wrong. What are we doing wrong? Tosha says whenever you have a wedding, so you're always craving watching. So if you hold like Rashi, nimtze echem hem Rashi and the Rashbam hold that the shame aid applies. Even if you just ate haroah. So Tosfos says the kedushin is never chal. So Tosfos answers, no, you have, we don't hold like Rashi, that even ate haroah, shen nizkaven lohay, it doesn't mean a thing, it's only if ate hameid. Only ate hameid. So Chaim Moshe said, ate haroah, who had in mind to serve as an aid, we don't accept the Rashbam, that he already has a shen aid. But if he was Huzman Mitchila Lakach, he was the Baldova, the Chosin asked him, I want you to serve as an aid. So then the Ramban and the Rashba say, and Yesh Nechlin, that then he does have a shame aid. Even the Tosfos would agree he does have a shame aid, and there would be a psul of Karab Apostle. So that's what Rabbi Moses said. If they picked these two people as aidim, and they were Avrayan and they were Bali Averis, so then you do say Karab Apostle.
Why didn't the Messiah Kedushin let that? Why didn't he say?
He shouldn't have asked them who do you want to pick as Aiden. That's Maisa Shoya, Kachoya. That's what happened. He shouldn't have done that. I don't know.
I mean, if he doesn't pick anyone, so somebody from the crowd, it's assumed that two people, you shouldn't have picked any Aiden, you mean? You could have relied on the crowd?
Either that used to be the practice. Years ago, they didn't single up.
They didn't call up anybody.
They didn't call up anybody, no. So the reason why they call up is because the Shach thinks we should pass like the Rashi and the Rashbam, that Eid Haraya has a shame Eid if he's Niskaven Lohoid. So what's going to be, always have Karav Apostle, by every wedding you have Karav Apostle. So the Ritva says, that's why we're Meyachad Eidim. The Ritva says, his Rabbeim instituted this meeting. Till the days of the Rabbeim of the Ritva, they didn't single out Eidim. They had a chuppah, they had a minyan. You have to have 10 people to say Bichas Nizuin. Our minig is we say Bichas Eris, and also you need 10 people. That's a minig. Bichas Nisun is a din. You need 10 people. Bichas Eris is a minig, you have 10 people. We have a minion anyway. So the minig always was that you don't single out people. So two other people in the audience will serve as the aid. But they instituted a minig because of this time of the, because of this concern. That there's a din of din tzech mereinim karva posim. Yeah, so the Shulchan Aruch is not the way Rabbi Chaim Moshe quotes in the Rishon. Shulchan Aruch says, "Who's menu lahoid?" And it's still a machlokes Tosis in the Rashbam. Yeah, there's only one case the Ramah quotes. That's a Gemara. That by a case, if it's an issue the Rabbanon, like Kim Shtar is only the Rabbanon, then the din is that Eid Nasadai. The din of Eid Nasadai is only by Eid is Deraisa. Let's see, have a din Torah. Aredis Kiddush HaChodesh, then there's a din of Aedis Menater. But if you have a whole case of Kim Shtos, the whole need for the Aedis is only with the Rabbanon, then the din is that Aed Nas a dime. The Aed can't turn around to be a dime. That's the Ramos, just quoting Egmar, calls that din de Raisa, Abu Bado the Rabbanon, Aed Nas a dime. That's the Beferish Egmar. Yeah. So Nahama, so what do we start over here? So we said in Siftes you have a din, whoever is Pasol Hoyed is Pasol Ladun. So that knocks out Kraven and Psulim. What do you mean Kraven? If the Dayanim are Kraven to the Tabe or the Nitva, or the two Dayanim are Kraven to each other, just like two Edom are Kraven to each other. So if you have two Dayanim Kraven to each other, what if the Dayanim are Kraven to the Edom? So that's, Tosfos said, they never heard of such a din. Since when is that no good? They say that Tosfos in Baba Kama on Daf Tzadik on the base. They say the Yerushalmi says like that. The Rif quotes such a Yerushalmi. If the Dayanim are Krovim to the Edom is also no good. But they say they never heard of such a thing. So here the Shulchan Aruch is Machmer on that. That it shouldn't be Krovim. That's the Ramah and Siftes. Dayanim should not be Krovim of the Zev. Eloi le'Edom shouldn't be related to the Edom either. That's based on the on the Talmud Yerushalmi. What does it say? Mem Aleph and Hagor Sagro. Mem Aleph. Tosfos Yerushalmi. Right, the Rif quotes Yerushalmi in the third Perek and Sanhedrin. Correct. Then a Sefer Aleph is quoting from the Rambam. A Bezna of three Dayanim has to have seven Milas. They have to have Chachma. Each member of the Bezna has to have Chachma. They have to be intelligent. They have to be humble. Another have to have Yira, Yirei Shemayim, Sinas Mamen, Avos HaEmes, Avos HaBrios, and Baal Shem Tov. They have a good reputation. These are seven. Let's see. Chochma, Nova, Yira, Sinas, Maman, Avos HaEmes, Avos HaBrios, and Baal Shem Tov, a good reputation. Now these Ma'ake B'Rievet, so the Lecha Mishnah shows on the side of the Rambam that they're not Mi'ake B'Rievet. And the Chazanish thinks that they are Mi'ake B'Rievet. It doesn't have to be to the nth degree. Extremely humble. Have to have a little humility. What if they're known to be arrogant, or they lack Yirah Shamayim, or they know that they don't have a Sinas Mamon? Not that they have a lesser degree of Sinas Mamon. They know they don't have a Sinas Mamon. They only hang out with wealthy people. They always like money. So the Chazon Ish thinks that it'll be possible even the other. He thinks that these seven milas that the Rambam lists are me'akeh b'rievet, but not to the nth degree. It doesn't have to be 100% Yirah Shamayim, 100% Chokhmah, 100% Anova, but you need at least Miktsas Anova, a Miktsas Sinas Mamon, and so on. That's a serious question. That is a very serious question. So then, I don't know why the Simon starts with the Din of a Ger. I would have started with Siftes. Whoever's Pasal Lahoid is Pasal Lodin. Yeah. What about Isha? Isha, so what does the Mechaber say? Mechaber writes, I think, Isha Psula Lodin, Siv Dalin. Isha Psula Lodin. That's 2 days in Tesis. We learned about the Kama. Tezvav and Aleph. It says, Yalem Mishpatim Shatasim Lifnehem. So the Gemara says, the word Lifnehem means men and women. And that's how you know, Hishva Kosev Isha Lish L'chol Dinim Shabbat Torah. That if you make a halvor, if your behemah is mazik, if all the dinim amunis, so everything in dinim amunis, the men and the women have the exact same din. You learned that from the word lifnehem. So the Gemara has two levels of interpretation. These are the dinim you should tell the Jewish people, the men and the women. And tisatosim lifnehem, lo lifnehem yaitas, you should bring the din Torah to dayanim who are smuchim. To Asmuchim, you're not allowed to bring it to our question. You're not allowed to bring it to Hedyotas, people who don't have smicha. So, but the Gemara in the first level of interpretation, tell it to the men and the women. The Gemara says Lefnem means men and women. So then in the second interpretation, that it goes on the Dayanim, so it also goes men and women. Also goes that men and neither men or women can have smicha or to be done. So there are two opinions in Tosfos. So the one opinion was based on the Haftarah, last week's Haftarah, Dvorah HaNeviyah, he shofetas as Israel. So Tosfos has two pshatim. I don't know, today there's so many women in psychology, and in, what do they call it?
Social work.
So I thought the Pashim Pshat was, they went to Dvorah HaNeviyah, to the social work, the Aitzis. That's what Tosfos has one opinion today. That's the Poshup Shot. It doesn't say that she was Shofetas Yisrael Dine Torah. Doesn't mean Dine Torah. It means that he used to go to her for social work. So that's 2 days in Tosfos where the Isha Psula said, the Shulchan Aruch Pasuk is Isha Psula Lodin. That a woman, how can it be the other opinion Tosfos says? The Mishnah says, and Siftes is a Mishnah. Mishnah Nida says that whoever is Posulatus is Posulat the Yonis. And women are Posulatus. That's a Mishnah in Shavuos, the Aflamen of an Aleph. The Mishnah, the beginning of Perek Shavuos Eid, is that Isha Psula Lahoit. So Tosfos says, no, that the rule only applies to men, doesn't apply to women. Why doesn't it apply to women? Why doesn't the klal apply to women? So Rav Soloveitchik used to give pshat based on the Nesivos and Lamed Vav, quotes from the Tumim. Tumim is Rav Yonis and Ebeshitz. So the Tumim says, although there is a din of Nimtzech and Ben Eidim, Korav Apostle, there are 6 cases where it doesn't apply. Cherushay to the cotton. Eved Isha Akum. Let's say 3 witnesses come and they tell over the story that Reuven broke Shimon's window. So 2 Eidim are religious Jews. The 3rd Eid is a parakeet, a parrot. And the parrot speaks Yiddish and he tells the whole story. He saw the Hezek and he did it, and the whole story. So a parrot is not kosher Eidus. You have to be a human being, you have to be Jewish. You have to be a religious Jew. So you're going to say Nimzech and Edom Kar Apostle because the parrot was the third aid. So it doesn't apply. Parrot doesn't have a shame aid at all. So the Tumim quoted, the Urim the Tumim, Rabbi Yonasan Ebeshitz quoted by the Nesiva says, if you have three witnesses and one of them is a Cheresho to the Kotna, Abadisha Akum, that's like a parrot, that the whole din of Kar Apostle doesn't get off the ground. Doesn't have a shame aid at all. So that's what the Rav Soloveitchik used to say. Anisha doesn't have a shame aid at all. It's not that there's a paslus. It's not a psul. If it would be a psul, then you would say Nitzach Man Karba Apostle. It's not a paslus. Anisha is not in the Parsha of Edis for whatever reason. So the din of Nitzach Man Karba Apostle doesn't apply. So he brought a raya that this din only applies. This din of Kol Apostle Lahoy Apostle Lodun doesn't apply whenever the person is not. You can't accept his testimony, but not that he has a psul. So he used to say like this. People say that the Jewish religion is unfair, that we treat the women as if they're nitwits, that a woman is posulate, it's like a chedusha to the cotton. That the rabbis consider women as halfwits, so just like a chedusha to the cotton, I'm not all there, so women are also not all there. So he said, the fact that the posulate doesn't indicate that they thought that they're nitwits, because the Melech HaMashiach will be posulate. The Gemara says Melech. Jewish melech is posulatus menator. Simple pshat nigamar. Melech is posulatus menator. And despite the fact that the melech is posulatus menator, that's the gemara in the last perek and yuma, the first daf in the last perek and yuma, the melech is posulatus menator, but melech ain't done is only midirabbanon. Menator melech can be done. And the chumra midirabbanon was made in the days of Shimon ben Shetach when Yana HaMelech was crazy and he killed out all the members of the Sanhedrin, except for Shimon ben Shetach was his brother-in-law. He's married to Shlomtzion Amalka, who is the sister of Shimon Mesheta. So he didn't kill his brother-in-law, he killed all the other members of the Sanhedrin. So the Gemara says that this din midirabbanon, the melech is apostle Lodun, they never instituted it in a get to Malchay Beis Dovid. By Shani, they weren't a Malchay Beis Dovid. So they didn't institute it in a get to Malchay Beis Dovid because it's a pasuk and novi Beis Dovid, dina la berka mishpat. But because the pasuk and novi speaks about the Malchay Beis Dovid judging, so they didn't want to make a gzera de rabbanon that they shouldn't be allowed to judge. Like, you don't want to make a gzera de rabbanon keneged ol hamafurish lehetera in Tanakh. That's the Taz says that plan. It's not right to make a gzera de rabbanon keneged ol hamafurish batera. That's the pasuk pshat in that gemara. Beis David din alabek and mishpat. The pasuk, that's why the Chachamim made a gzera de rabbanon that a melech can't be done. They never made it on the Malchay Beis David. So the question is, what do you mean a melech is kosher lo de minator? But a melech is pasul lahayid minator. So we have a klal, whoever is pasul lahayid is pasul lodim. So the answer is, you can't say melech is pasul lahayid. Melech is not pasul lahayid. What's the reason why melech can't be mayid? So the pashut, the reason is because we can only accept testimony from a person who is required to testify, and if he doesn't come forward to testify, he'll be a violation of the dinim lo yagid v'nasa avayna. But the melech, it's not l'pich vodo to say, the melech must appear in court, like president, this crazy president, he still keeps on standing on his covet. He's always makman on his covet. Always makman on his covet. So if you're going to be makban on your covet, so you'll never appear in any court, in any tribunal to testify, because it's a p'chisus ha-covet, to be kofuf to the court. That's what the president always says. It's a p'chisus ha-covet for him. It's not l'pich vodo of the president of the United States to be summoned to court. So that's the pashut. The other rishonim give different reasons why the melech is pasul edus menator, but that's the pashut, the reason. Rashi says only such a person is kosher lahayid who's subject to the yisur of him lo yagid minas arvayna. But since the melech, it's not lefich voda to require of him that he has to testify, he's not subject to him lo yagid minas arvayna. So therefore, even if he wants to volunteer on his own, you can't accept this testimony. But that's not called posulatus. He can't accept this testimony. It's not a paslus. So since it's not a paslus, so you don't say called a posuloi posulon. So the same thing for Isha. Then Rav Soloveitchik said that it could even be that the reason why the Isha is psul alahayid is also because it's not lefich vayda. Because in the days of the Tanakh, the women used to be called kvuda bas melech pnima, even by the non-Jews, the Gemara says. That Amon and Moav, we're not allowed to, when they convert, they're not allowed to marry. So the Gemara says, we never expected that the women from Ammon and Moab should step forward to help the Jewish people and give them food, sell them food, give them food. Because Kol Kvud Bas Melech Panima used to apply to the non-Jewish nations as well. So since the Torah says the prohibition, it says the reason, so whenever the reason doesn't apply, the prohibition doesn't apply. So that's how the Gemara established the din. Amayni v'loy amaynis. So, mayavi v'loy mayaviya. Same thing. Rusa Moaviya was allowed to marry Boaz, because she was a Moabia. She wasn't a male, she was a female. So the female's Amuta. Advasha Lakid Maskim. So the Chassidish is hard to say like that. Maybe the reason why women are postulators is the same reason why the Melech is postulators. Could even be Rav Soloveitchik said the same reason. I think that Derech Pikudecha has that. That Chassidish Rebbe, the Bnei Yisoscha, I think he writes in Derech Pikudecha that in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchas Dayanis, they say, the practice, I think the Mechaber quotes it, the practice of the Rim Megash used to be that when Rim Megash was a Talmud of the Rif in Spain, that whenever there will be a Dintura revolving, there will be a woman involved, either Tadeh or the Nitva, instead of expecting of the woman she should come to the office of the Bezin, he would have the Dintura in her home. Because in the days of the Rim Megash, that the people, the women were so tzanua, that it was against the practice that the women should walk out in the street, women should walk into the Bezin office, so that he would convene the Bezin in her home. So the same thing, maybe women are postulators because you can't expect of the women they should show up in court to testify, so since there's no Im Lo Yagid, so therefore they're not kosher ladies. So that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. It could even be that the psul of the women la'edis is identical with the psul of the melech for the same reason, just like by the melech it's not lefich vodo. So by women also, maybe it's not that's the reason why the postulators then a hasvar in the sentence that it shouldn't carry over to say whoever's postulators is postulate Dayanis. Only if you have a paslus. This is not a paslus. We don't accept testimony from a person who's not subject to the din of Dim Lo Yagid Ben Asavayim. Anyway, the Mechaber Paskei Yishu Psul Olodim Esiv Dalim. That's Machlok. There's two opinions in Tosis. The both opinions in Tosis seem to be assumed that women can have smicha. Smicha in the days of the Gemara is not the same as what it was, what it is today. Smicha in the days of the Gemara meant that didn't mean that you can function as a rabbi in the community. It means you can function as a dayan on a din Torah. The smicha is imitation smicha that we had. The Shach quoted that from the Rivosh, I think, in Simen Aleph. That was the Ramah quoted that in Yeridaya. Yeah, the Shach and Sivkot and Dalit on the first page. Simon and Alf got not quotes the Chubas of Rivosh. That Smicha Bismanazah is only a Takon of the Rabbanan, and they can't be done during Knesset. Not Ishmi Pish and Moshe Abin. So that's the Ramah quote that from that Bar Benel, and Hilchos Tamina Chacham and Yeridaya. So Smicha today is not the real, Smicha.
Isn't it
Heter
Hara, is that right? It's
Heter Hara? Heter
Hara.
That's right. Europeans, instead of calling it Smicha, they call it Heter Hara. In Yiddish they would call it. That's the Loshon
HaGemara. So women should be less able to get Smicha now?
Today, Smicha means to function as a rabbi in a synagogue. So that's not proper. So to give Smicha to women is not proper today. Because the role of a Musmach today is not that they know how to learn. Years ago, smicha meant that you know how to learn. So they can give smicha to women. The only 2 days in Tosis, on the assumption the woman can have smicha, maybe I should say whoever's posulat is posulat dayanus. So we assume that she's posulat.
Because it's public, to be a rabbi in Israel is public.
Yeah.
And for her to get smicha in the olden days means she's going to be a dayan and a bezdin. That's right. Public.
Right. That's not an inyan of sorora. Yeah, so the siman begins with the din of Sarara. The first sif, I don't know why the Shulchan Aruch put it in this order. The first sif is about ger. What's the din of a ger? So the pasuk says, "Sam tosu malach hamelach, mekerav achecha tosu malach hamelach, lusuch halacha So what does it mean? Miker b'achecha tosma lecha melech. The Gemara says, "Nimuvcha she b'achecha," that you shouldn't appoint a ger to a position of melech over Klal Yisrael. You're not allowed to appoint a ger. And the fact that it says same tosim, why is it kefal loshen? So there's a machlokes satanai. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Shmuel, but they say dibur Torah kol Hashem b'nei Adam. A lot of dibur Torah kol Hashem b'nei Adam. People when they talk repeat themselves a lot. So maybe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu word for word in such a way, the way people talk, maybe you shouldn't be medayik so much when you have a kefal loshen. So that's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. Rabbi Kiva Shita has been accepted that lo dibur Torah kol Hashem b'nei Adam. When the Rabbeinu Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, every word counts. And if you repeat something, same tasim adach melech, there's a reason. So some tasim we say, kom nesimus b'mashma. You're not allowed to appoint a ger to be the head of a labor union, unless it's a club for gerim. So he's the president of the gerim's club, okay? But to be the president of the water carriers club, or some political organization or something, you're not allowed to appoint a ger to the head of any group, have to srora over Yisrael. And then this Ifrei, Darshan's on the Pasuk, some tells Malach HaMelech, Melech V'loi Malka. You shouldn't appoint a woman to a position of Sarara over men. If you have a women's club, so of course you can appoint a woman to be the head of the women's club. But to appoint a woman to be the president of the shul or something like that, that's against the din. So the Rambam writes like that. The Gemara doesn't have all this. The Gemara says, some tells him, Kol Simus B'mashma even goes on to be the head of a labor union. And the Kerabachach, Mimuvcha, Shabachach goes on Gerim. Then there's a Gemara in Brachas that you shouldn't appoint, women cannot be appointed Melech Veloy Malka. The Gemara never quotes the Drosha from the Sidrei, but it's assuming the din. The Gemara says, if you recite Bichas HaMazon and you didn't thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Malchus Beis David. Now we don't have Malchus Beis David, so we have Rachamna Malchus Beis David Meshech, have Rachmanis. But years ago in the Bais Rishon when they had, so they used to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu over the fact that we have Yerushalayim, that we have the Beis HaMikdash, that we have Malchus Beis David. You have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you don't have, then you have to say Rachamno, have Rachmanis on Yerushalayim, ala Bais HaGadol HaKadosh Shenikra Shimcha Olav, and have Rachmanis on Malchus Beis David Meshichecha. So the Gemara has a Machlokes, if you didn't say Malchus Beis David, is it Ma'akev and then benching or not? So one, I think we passed him that it is Ma'akev. You're not Yotzi, so you have to bench over. And then there was one opinion that you can't say it's Me'akev because women are Mechuyif to bench Min HaTorah. That's a question in the Gemara. Women are, on the assumption that women are Mechuyif to bench Min HaTorah, and women are not involved in Malchus. What do you mean women are not involved in Malchus? I mean women can neither be appointed as Melech, nor should they be involved in the choosing of the Melech, in voting. That was a big issue years ago. Women's suffrage. Are women allowed to vote? The machlokes in America years ago. The slogan used to be, trust in the Lord and she shall save you. That was the lashon that they had. Trust in the Lord and she shall save you. They made that the Lord was a woman. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Shem tosim kom simus b'mashma. Even a labor union, here, that's the first sma in the Sinan Zion. Kom simus b'mashma. Then it's in the Kerav HaKachar to the exclusion of Ger. But if you say Melech Eloi Malkus to the exclusion of women, so then if you put them together, so a woman shouldn't be the president of the Shul either. Women shouldn't also be in a, unless there's no other choice. That's the only good person. There's only one candidate for the job. There's only one person to do a good job. All the men are busy. They're making a living. And the women have time to run the shul. Okay? So you have no choice. You have no choice. Or there was one shul here in New Jersey where they had two candidates running for president of the shul. So there was a woman who wanted to retain the Orthodox rabbi and the Orthodox status of the shul. And the man who was running for president, his platform was to fire the rabbi and to hire somebody from Chovei Beit Torah and to change the whole nature of the shul. So the rabbi, he felt it was such a difficult child, he had to ask Baron Lichtenstein, long distance. Could have asked any rabbi in America, they wouldn't tell him the same thing, that under those circumstances, yeah, I see to it that the woman should be elected, not the men. So they were posted like that. whenever it's unreasonable to have the man, or the men have no time, and the women have more time on hand, so then you appoint the woman to be the president of Israel. So that's there's an issue of sorority over here. So that's the din is that a ger, dan chaver, hager, a ger can have a sorority to be, a din Torah is a sorority over the baladinim. So a ger can be dan chaver, hager, but he cannot be dan a Yisrael. So there's a machlokes, Rashi entices, what does it mean? So Rashi says, dinim mammon is not a sorority. Rashi is that the Shulchan Aruch doesn't pass like Rashi. Rashi holds that to paskin dinim mammon is like paskin and shah levisa the heta. So let's say the only one who knows here a day is a giv. So you can ask a shy love the giv. Just tell me what it says in the Chumash. So in Dini Mamanis, he tells you what the din is and shayin. That's not called an act of sorority. Dini Nefashis, they're going to take the guy's life. That's an issue of sorority. So then the ger can be done chaveir hager, but it cannot be done a Yisrael for Dini Nefashis. But Dini Mamanis, a ger can even be done a Yisrael, because Dini Mamanis is like Yisrael, he's just saying over the din. So we don't accept Rashi, we follow Tosfos. So Tosfos holds is not true. Din in Nefashah is just to be appointed a member of a Sanhedrin if they need a Sanhedrin of 23. To be a member of a Sanhedrin is already an act of Sorora. So a Ger can never be on a Sanhedrin even to be done another a Ger. And when does the Gemara have the Din Ger Dan Chaber a Ger? That's in Din Imamanis. And why is that a Sorora? If you pass on a Shaila on a chicken, that's not a Sorora. The answer is, if you pass on a Shaila on Hilchas Nida, Hilchas Shabbos, Hilchas Kashris, it's not a svara. We said there's a difference. When you give a psak harosh, it's an abstract. It's not on this case. But when you have a bezin paskening, the bezin paskens on your case. The case is closed. So since the psak is on the case, that's considered a svara. So a ger cannot be done a Yisrael, even in dina mamonis, but it can be done chavera hager, because there's no issue of svara. What's the big shot that the Rabbanim raised was, can a ger be a member of a bezin for gerus? A ger needs a bezin of three to supervise one. Is that called ger dan chaber hager? There is one bezin in New York, where one of the members of the bezin is a ger. He's a Spanish-speaking person, because some of the people who convert speak Spanish better than English. So this bezin has this fellow. So that's a question. He's not hiding it. He says he's a ger. So that's the question. Can a ger serve as a member of the bezin for gerus? So on the one hand, that should be, maybe it should be called ger dan chaver, a ger. On the other hand, the Beis Halevi and Chumash thinks that that the bezin, why do you need a bezin by gerus? So the Beis Halevi thinks that the bezin represents Klal Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael is accepting the ger as a member of Klal Yisrael. So if they're making a decision on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so that's the ger is paskening on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Reb Shua LeKutna has a sefer on Chosh Mishpat. What's the name of the sefer? I forgot.
Yeshua
something. Malka? That's another sefer that he wrote. Is Yeshua Smalkai? I forgot the name of the sefer. Shula Kutna, what's his family name? He was a rabbi in the city, Kutna. Forgot what his last name was also. The author of Yeshua Smalka, yeah. Anyway, so he thinks that the Bezdin represents the Shechina. Beis Halevi thinks on Chumash that the Bezdin represents Klal Yisrael. And Shula Kutna thinks that the Bezdin represents the Shechina. So then it's not right that Ger should not be a member of a Bezdin. So that's a serious question.
Shuas
Yisrael, that's right. Shuas Yisrael is the name of the Sefer and Chosh Mishpat, correct. So it says it's puzzle. If you have a bezin, one of the members of the bezin is a ger. So the whole psak is puzzle. Not just that they violated the din. It's puzzle. Okay, we better stop here. We'll continue tomorrow.
Wasn't one of the Zugos? Wasn't a pair of the
Shmaya Italian, right? The Rambam writes that Shmaya Italian were gerim. So the Tosfos Yontov on the side Pirkei Avos is that kasha. How can it be gerim if a ger can't be a member of a bezdin? How can it be a member of the bezdin go? So Rav Soloveitchik said a teretz on the kasha, which was misquoted by his students who don't have a learn. That they said, doesn't apply to the Bezmangol. Bezmangol is the title of Klal Yisrael. Whoever knows how to learn is the point of the Mishnah. Okay.